morning, everyone. All three of you. No.
On the front row.
That's two. One,
oh.
Two.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And God.
There you go.
Three.
You want to flip the lights on, Dennis? Go for it.
We are the light, remember? We are the light of the world.
Yes, we are.
We are here today because it's Sunday, and it's always good to be in church on Sunday. I have 5 minutes. I have no idea what I'm saying, so I'm just rambling. Okay, we're here to show appreciation to our pastor, Mary Ann, Sherry, and Dan. And where is he? You know, a pastor doesn't work just 1 hour on Sunday. They actually work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are not here just to speak God's word for an hour and go home and go their merry way. So I think we can be very appreciative of Dale and Mary Ann because of all that they do. They care about you. They pray for you. They get to know you. How many churches have you been in where a pastor never really gets to know their people? Can we say that about Dale? Heavens no! I didn't hear anything in that. Can we say that about Dale, that he does not get involved with his people?
Heavens no!
Very good. Well, you guys have to wake up. We took up a collection for Dale and Mary Ann and Dan and Sherry. We're giving 80 cents to Dale. 12 cents to Dan and Sherry. And there was my management fee, of course. I'm just kidding about the management fee. We're not too sure about the 80 cents and 12 cents. We would like to present this. Mary Ann, may I have you come up here?
Yeah.
You get to stand next to me, too.
Oh, boy. Sorry, honey, I took your spot.
Don't worry, I took a shower. This is for you and your hand, please. This is for you and Mary Ann.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
You can go to Costco and have a hot dog with that.
Oh, good.
And Mary Ann, because of all you do, and because Dale would not be the pastor he is if you weren't supporting him and encouraging him, listening to him and walking beside him each and every day. So we are very thankful that you two chose to walk in the pathway that God has given you.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, let's do that one more time. I got 2 minutes left. Okay, good. Okay, Dan and Sherry, may I have you come up here, please? This is a card for you and Dan. And we appreciate the music and the joy and the just the vibrancy that she brings. Does she not bring vibrancy to New Hope?
Yes, she does.
I've been kind of I missed the last month.
We've noticed that, but we kept trying. But we're not following as an example.
Okay.
And Dan, we appreciate that you read the scriptures on Sunday, and you are supportive and encouraging to the different ones here. And hasn't Dan become a friend to many of you also? Yeah. Hasn't God put good people in our lives? He has, hasn't he?
Yes, yes.
Sherry, we also have flowers for you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's give all four of these people a great big hand.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. All the words you said were true, Grace.
Well, they were about you, Dale.
That's why he said that.
Now, before we end this production of Pastor Appreciation Sunday, I want to direct your attention back up to the video screen just for a moment. And Grace, you can stand by our side. And what you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. And that is our legacy that we're going to leave behind whenever God says, Dell, it's time to turn the page. He hasn't said that yet, but I could not think of a better legacy to leave New Hope than the statement made there by the Greek statesman who made that statement way back in the golden age of the Greek culture. And so we would hope that over these 30-some years, because God brought our lives together, both our lives and the people's lives have been impacted for the cause of good. And with that...
And I would just like to say, you are our family. We have a family reunion every Sunday.
There you go. That is true. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.